When a person is rich, that is, they have plenty of money, not only for the necessities of life, for the basic things of life, but they have a superfluity of money that they may have the pleasures of life and have luxuries. When we are rich, we tend to think that we need nothing, and sometimes it makes us a little arrogant. But when we come to faith in Jesus Christ, we must humble ourselves before God and brought down to the very basic things of life to understand that God is the master, we are the servant, that He is holy, and that we are sinners in need of a Savior. The poor person struggles even to have the necessities of life, and that tends to make a person very humble, feel very lowly and unimportant. But the gospel of Jesus Christ lifts the poor up and causes them to have knowledge that they are very worthy in the sight of God when they have faith in Jesus Christ. This is what James said about that. It's found in James, the first chapter, beginning with the 9th verse. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withers the grass, and the flower thereof fails, and the beauty of it perishes. So also shall the rich man fade away in all his ways. You see, money can buy us a lot of things, but it cannot buy us grace. It cannot lengthen our lives for a moment. It cannot keep away the effects of aging. It cannot buy us permanent health. Everyone is brought down from a high place. Why not come down from that high place through faith and humble yourself before God, you who have money and you who are poor? Know you not that Jesus became poor for our sakes, that we may have riches in heaven, and so be exalted in God's sight? And let us all be brothers and sisters together, no matter what our station in life, whether rich or poor. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but that it withers the grass, and the flower thereof fails, and the beauty of it perishes. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I know that my time is limited here. Whatever money I may have or may not have, whatever of the goods of this world I may possess, or whatever poverty I may be in, I am only exalted and made significant and made worthy by your grace. O Lord, let me humble myself before you and say, you are the master. I am the servant. Be it done unto me according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen.